from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the Chris Young Show. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the CY Show is brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing well, thanks. What's it kind of like to be battling to keep it together and defend the title, and then there's a point where it doesn't seem super doable anymore, and maybe the pressure is relieved? Have you reflected on that at all?
Well, not necessarily in terms of a positive way and of the pressure relief. I don't know if it ever really fully ceases, given that, you know, I hope that our guys are highly competitive and, you know, whether it's for the team or themselves individually, that they want to finish strong and kind of put a good finish together on a season that hasn't gone our way. But I think more so just for me, the idea that we're not going to be playing in October and our fans are not going to be able to watch October baseball. That part has been disappointing for me and certainly has kind of hit home for me recently. I just think about how much fun last October was and how awesome it was to see the entire Metroplex into it and supporting our team, and to know that this year we're going to fall short of that goal. But ultimately, it's motivating. It's very motivating, and I'm disappointed, as I said, and I want to make sure we get back there.
So where does your competitive focus turn to then?
Well, everything that we need to do to evaluate our current group of players who are under contract into 2025, and then also our minor leaguers, and then making sure that we've got our scouts deployed throughout the league looking at players whose contracts may be coming up and potential trade candidates as well. So there's a ton of work to be done here these last 5 weeks, and we're certainly working very hard as a front office to make sure that we are prepared going into the offseason.
Hey, Chris, when you're talking about the evaluation, and I know I asked you last week too about staff and things like that, and you said you were very, very happy with that. Is there anything when you sat down, I know you have every season is kind of different, but when you had it on your legal pad, are there things that you thought, okay, this is my stand, this is what I have to do, that now you maybe think, okay, maybe I was a little wrong about this or that when it came to how you got ready for the season?
Well, I think one of the things that really stood out to me last offseason is we talked about our team being younger and more athletic, but there was a moment when we sat together as a front office and we wrote really 9 veteran names on the board that were part of the 2023 team, some of whom weren't on the playoff roster, some of whom really weren't significant on-field contributors, but all of whom contributed in the clubhouse in terms of creating a real stable environment and sort of a veteran calmness that exists. And I didn't take for granted that in the off season, but I also recognized that we were, we had some younger, more athletic players who were probably a little bit more cost controllable, so to speak. And with that, we felt like our team was, the roster was going to improve and the team would be better. But I didn't take for granted, you know, those veteran players and their contributions. And as I look back and reflect a little bit, I think we certainly have missed some of those veterans. And, you know, maybe it was just a necessary step that we had to take in terms of giving so many young guys opportunity and playing time, which I think has been great for their development. And I think we're going to benefit from that long term. However, losing so many key veteran players, not again in terms of the on-field performance, but in terms of the clubhouse, I think, you know, certainly had an impact.
Chris, was the, you know, and you'll never use an excuse. I've just getting to know you here the last couple of years, getting to talk to you. You'll never use an excuse. But was there a time where the injuries, just the taxing of that every single day became too much?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Every team can only withstand so many injuries, and we certainly had a lot to some key members of our team, especially on the position player side, losing Josh Young in the fourth game of the season, and then Evan Carter shortly thereafter, maybe a month after that. Those were two important, critical pieces for our team this year, and to lose both those guys for extended periods really hurts. And so you combine that with maybe some guys underperforming and having, you know, years below what they gave us last year. It's a tough combination to recover from. So I can't downplay the injuries. I'm not going to say they're excuses. I think good teams overcome the injuries, and we weren't able to do that. I think we did that last year. But I think we reached a point where we needed significant overperformance from a number of players to overcome the injuries we had. And we just didn't get that, which is part of, you know, part of a baseball season. Every season, players aren't going to have their best season. So this was one of those years that was more of a down year for us.
What have you seen from Wyatt Langford in center field?
You know, Wyatt looks pretty good out there. I've been impressed with him. He certainly, you know, one, hasn't been afraid of the position, even with limited reps. And two, seems to be pretty comfortable from what I've seen. We'll continue to evaluate him out there and get him more exposure there. Obviously, if he can play a quality center field moving forward, that helps our organization immensely.
Hey, Chris, you know, you have such tremendous faith in your roster and your players, and you believed, you know, all throughout, and that never wavered. Is that something that maybe, is that a lesson, or is that something that Chris Young will continue to do throughout his tenure as a general manager, always just have that utmost faith in the roster he's put together?
Well, I think there's a balance, right? And I'm always going to believe in our players. I think it's our job to create an environment where if a player is wearing a Texas Ranger uniform, we're going to give him our best, and we're going to believe in him, and we're going to be convicted that that player can reach his full potential. So that's extremely important, and I will always do that. I know how hard this game is. I know what these guys go through. I have great empathy for the challenges that they face. And, you know, but I think there's also a balance of being realistic as to when a player is no longer reaching that potential or recalibrating what that potential is. And that's just part of a natural job of a front office.
It's the Chris Young Show here on The Fan. So what were your takeaways from getting to see DeGrom throw, and what are you hoping to see tomorrow?
Yeah, Jacob looked great. I was there in Frisco, and he looked great. First two guys got base hits on fastballs, and then Jacob started mixing in some off speed, and they didn't touch him. So, but most importantly, what I saw was a player who was relaxed, happy. You could tell physically he was feeling fine. He wasn't stressed. He was just enjoying the moment. And to see that smile on his face and seeing him out there competing, it was really, really satisfying for me. And I'm hopeful that it was gratifying for Jacob as well. He deserves so much credit for how hard he's worked to put himself in this position. And, you know, looking forward to seeing him build off that tomorrow night, and then we'll kind of reevaluate and see what the next step is.
Do the minor leagues now take more of your focus or attention here? I mean, there's a lot of interesting storylines happening down there right now.
No, it is, and that's one of the things that I think is a positive, is that I can spend a little more time focused on the minor leagues, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do that. But we have a lot of good things happening in the system, and looking forward to seeing these guys finish strong and putting themselves in a good position for 2025 at their respective levels.
Now, how about up above you? Does this organization need to do anything else to convince you that they're committed to the future as you look ahead?
You know, it's something I really haven't considered in terms of just, you know, I think we all came into the season with an expectation to win and compete for another championship. And in terms of that mentality, I don't think anything has changed. So at this point, I can't, you know, I haven't put any thought into the question aside from knowing that my expectation, I think everybody in our front office's expectation is to come back and compete for a 2025 World Championship.
What type of growth have you seen from Jack Leiter over these last few weeks, and what can we expect, or when could we expect to perhaps see him with the big squad?
Yeah, we'd just like to see Jack continue the success he's had at AAA, continue pitching the same game that he's pitched there that's led to the success. And he may not be quite as dominant, but we still think that he'll be very good at the big league level in terms of his next outing. And Jack has done a tremendous job just getting the reps and the experience, learning himself, learning how his stuff plays, and what he needs to do to get hitters out, upper-level hitters out. And it's the same game. If he comes in and pitches the same game he's pitched at AAA, he'll have success here. And I'm really excited for him to make this start Wednesday and get some runway here at the big league level.
Hey, Chris, you always tell us about, you're around the batting cage, you're in the clubhouse, you're always doing things that, a really good general manager does. How important is it to be that guy, to be that consistent when things might not be going well? For those guys to see you every single day like you do?
Yeah, I try to be the same person, good or bad. Again, I have expectations that are very high and want us to win, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When it isn't going our way, I still want to be supportive. And I also want to, be around to show accountability and sure. Demand accountability collectively, that we all have to recognize the results aren't good enough. And we need to continue to look for answers as to how we're going to get better. And that's from me to every member of our front office, to our coaching staff, to our support staff, and to the players, that we all nobody should be satisfied with the results this season. And so we all need to take a look internally as to what we can do better. And if we each do that collectively, we're going to come back and be better for it.
What's it like out there, especially for the young players who are trying to build a career? You know, the organization defending a World Series championship might not make the playoffs. So there's frustration and disappointment there. But you're out here gunning and scrapping to establish yourself. And you might be excited about a two-hit game or something like this. You know what I'm talking about.
No, that's and what you just described is exactly what these last 5 weeks are about. It's about there's something to play for every player, whether you're a veteran player that may hit free agency or you're in arbitration and you want strong numbers to finish the season, or if you're a young player trying to establish yourself, there's a lot left to play for. And also there's an impact that you can have on the pennant race, which I think, I always took solace in that when I was a player, that I knew, hey, I'm getting a start against a potential playoff team or a team in a playoff race. I can make a difference in this tonight. And so, we want players with what I call a championship mentality who really relish those opportunities. And so I think it's important to find out over the next 5 weeks who's going to step up and continue to play hard through the finish line. And I don't think we have any guys that are going to throw in the towel or not give their best effort. I certainly believe in the character of our club, and I expect that we're going to go out and try to finish strong here and put our best foot forward. And my hope is that September is our best baseball of the season.
Hey, Chris, I know I asked you last week about, the distractions of maybe your contract situation. Any updates there? Are talks planned potentially after the season, or are there any talks going on right now to try and get you extended?
Yeah, no, guys, I appreciate it. I'm keeping those private for now. I think it's in the best interest of the organization and, trying not to get distracted by anything in terms of the team finishing strong. And but I appreciate you asking, and, at some point there'll be resolution. And And when that comes, I'll talk more about it.
Yeah, at any time, if you go public and you want a cheering section, yeah, anybody backing you, we'll all be there.
Guys, I appreciate that. There are days I feel like I need that.
Well, give them hell, man. You're doing a heck of a job. We appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Great chatting with you.
Salute. The Chris Young Show brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're now just under 45 minutes away from the expressway, about an hour away from L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander. But we got to get Woolchuck's top 10 taken care of. Chief, what's the subject matter looking like?
National Women's Equality Day. I got the top 10 things that men do that women don't like, according to women. Now, what's the thing that you do that's most annoying to your significant other? That's next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.